This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh my God, I'm exhausted now.
It's Thursday.
Oh boy, thanks Morgan. Thanks for the reminder.
That's rough good. Commute in, huh?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Clearly, Nicole's having a morning.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Usually I have 500 emails from you.
It wasn't
I have
my
zero
fault.
Emails.
It wasn't my fault.
I know that. Tell me everything. Tell me, dear. Whose fault was it?
The internet. It was the internet.
I know.
So, and then I tried to call Brent so he can send it on his side, but it's just... It's Pocket is difficult as well, to be honest.
So. Pocket's hard for you?
It's just, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was like...
That's the way you answer that question. Yes.
I actually thought that that was like so easy.
It is when it wants to work, but it wasn't just Pocket. It was just the internet in general. And so when the internet's down, but then Brandon and I found out that it only works on like Macs, so... I do everything from my laptop to begin with for you guys, and then because it's just faster for me.
Yes.
But, yeah. So we were having issues with that. But then once everything started rolling, I just started shooting stuff out to you, too.
Yeah. You know that I haven't gotten anything, right?
Yeah, I don't have anything either.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. Not one thing.
Nope.
I just sent you like a million.
One thing.
That's ghetto. Hmm.
I literally just sent you guys a million things.
Yeah. No, we didn't get them.
Uh-oh.
Nothing.
Well,
I don't have it.
I'm good, though. I'm good. I did. I actually, it's funny because I thought to myself as I wasn't getting any stories, I'm like, well, if I had to prep for myself, where would I go? Okay, TMZ, Variety.
Oh, my God.
Billboard, Rolling Stone.
I literally
all the things you normally
send
me. Sent
you guys, like, over 40 stories.
No,
each.
No, I don't
know. Is it in Pocket or where is it?
It's in Pocket.
No, okay. They're not.
Well, there
in
it is. There's a problem. Guys.
There's the problem.
Yeah, they're not in Pocket.
Okay. Well, that's great.
All right. It's fine. Don't worry. I got the TCS and I had some stuff and I went and looked. And
you know what I'm super good at?
What are you good at?
Making crap up.
So oh, my God. I know. So
I mean,
good.
I have to say here at the beginning of the show, all stories you hear in the news today will be made up.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that we don't have any. But that's now I've covered myself and we're good. So my kids love my made up stories.
Well,
absolutely love
try them out on us, Ben. Let's see how it goes.
Last night, I go to my kid. All right. She's like, I want to. My oldest kid, I've been telling stories forever. And she loves it. And she's always like, tell me a story. And at this point, I'm running out of material because it's been
you don't
seven,
have an ongoing
years.
Saga of the Princess Isla who's, you know.
Well, there's lots of different stuff. And I usually just riff like, you know, it's an animal. Which one do you want? But my kid, so I asked my youngest, I'm like, what animal? Do you know what a water buffalo is? She goes, no.
Okay. Now. Hulk baby. I love that kid.
Yes, I do too. I go, all right, what animal do you want to be? Puppy? All right. It's a puppy. Of course it's a puppy.
Sure.
And what's this puppy's name? And she goes, I'm like, okay. So the whole story as I'm going, this puppy's name. And it's just so stupid, but she's laughing her head off, and that's the point. And
right.
Of course I can't tell that story on the air because she's two. She laughs easily.
Mm.
Grown-ups are slightly
more jaded.
Difficult.
Yeah, it's a little harder to get us to laugh.
What about now? I sent you guys some things.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, let's see. Nope,
right.
Not
do
a thing.
Live, guys.
Not one thing. Nothing.
Oh, God.
I got my receipt for some crap I bought that I probably
will
regret.
Buy?
I got a birthday coming up, so I'm over shopping, and then I'm gonna let her choose, and then I'll send stuff back because I can't see anything in person. I don't know what I'm looking at. Do you?
That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the return guy, aren't you? You'll
not
actually
normally.
Return things.
Oh yes, well yes, I absolutely won't keep
because I won't return anything.
I know,
but I know that John will. So I go, oh, this doesn't really fit me. I guess I'll donate it. And he goes, what? What did that just get?
You can't donate
I do the same thing.
No kidding, Vinny.
You're playing him. Jesus Christ.
He goes, oh, I'll just give it to me.
These dishes are dirty. Let me just throw them in the trash.
Yeah, like that. You know. Oh, my God, you guys. Speaking of that. Speaking of that. Let me make something up. So yesterday, yesterday, Chuck Mangione, all goddamn day.
Wow.
Na, na, na,
why?
Na, na,
oh, just
na,
stuck
na,
in your head, you
just
mean?
Just constantly humming it and singing it.
Was it the right version?
No, it was that cruddy live one that you put up. So anyway, as I'm singing that, I was thinking about Dave Grohl's lasagna, which I don't know if you've heard the show yesterday. You might have heard Dave went on Mary McCartney's web cooking show, which is a thing, turns out. She's Paul McCartney's daughter, and she cooks. So he goes on there and makes his lasagna. And all day long, all I can think about is lasagna. Well, actually, all morning long, because I read the story very early. And by 9:30, when we're wrapping things up here, I'm like, John, I'm making lasagna tonight. He goes, you're going to cook dinner? He goes, you're going to cook? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the store, and I'm going to get the crap I need, and I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to make lasagna. And by noon, I had two lasagnas covered in the fridge. At 3:30, I stuck those in the oven for an hour, and they were delicious.
Yum.
And cheesy.
Is there meat in that lasagna?
Hell yeah, there's meat in that lasagna.
You made your own sauce?
I made my own meat sauce, and I did. Whoa. So I did a layer. Yeah. Dude, I rocked this thing. You know, I bought way too much lasagna. Dude. So listen, we got a kid here who does not like cheese, which is weird. It's a weird thing.
What?
Yeah, he's not a cheese guy.
Is he right?
It's Riley.
Oh, Berkeley.
Okay.
Berkeley?
Berkeley has always disliked cheese. Like, when we order a pizza, you got to go really light cheese. Like, he just wants a little sprinkling.
Light cheese?
He won't eat a grilled cheese. He won't. No. He doesn't like melty, stringy cheese.
I knew kids like that when I used to work at a daycare. It was so weird.
What's up with that? It's so weird.
I thought it was a cheese is kid delicious. Thing, but yeah. They would only eat the bread and the sauce and then just leave this pile of cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm like, then what's the point of the pizza?
That's the best part.
Yeah, well, I agree.
The cheese is the thing. He's a guy who won't do it. Or he just doesn't like it. Like, he can power through it.
For him.
No, good Lord, no. No nachos. There's
just
no
the chips, huh?
No cheeseburgers.
What about a charcuterie board?
There are things that he'll, like certain cheeses.
Oh, he'll do that.
No, no.
Fancy. I see. Yeah.
He would have the salami and the fruit that was on there. He would never take
it. Oh, I thought you were saying he eats fine cheese.
Yeah.
Just
no.
Cheddar
oh,
cheese.
No. Well, he'll eat some cheese. He just can't stand, like, you know, he'll put Parmesan on spaghetti. Because that's
is it a lactose thing? Or
no, I don't know if it is, but he's never liked it, even when he was really little. He just doesn't like a big hunk of cheese in his mouth. So I made two lasagnas.
Oh, wow.
You know, I just made enough noodles to make two.
One without cheese.
One with cheese, but very little cheese. And like ricotta, he'll go ricotta. So I do a layer of ricotta, and then I just take a big bag of baby spinach and dump that on there, and then I lay more of the noodles on top. And so there's one layer of that. There's one layer I did just a little bit of mozzarella for him. He doesn't want big stringy things. So his was super boring and terrible. But ours was amazing. Greasy, delicious, crispy edges. Oh. There's something about when the hamburger part, you know, the crumbly ground beef has cooked to that point, like it just gets so juicy. Like, I was just, every bite was a symphony. Delicious.
Oh, for crying.
I made
out
a big
loud.
And then I made a big Caesar salad. Oh, dude, yeah. I crushed it. And it, Riley, by the way, had three helpings. Which, you know, that's nice for mom. Usually when I'm in charge of cooking, it's eggs or like spaghetti.
Well, yeah, this is
sauce.
All out of character. But you're duding us like right and left. So clearly you're excited.
Dude.
And over the top over your success at the dinner table last night.
Yeah, it was a successful dinner time. It was great. So,
you know, those two words you just said are so ruined for me, I can't even say them.
Which ones?
In my house, ricotta cheese sounds more like what growing up, I should say, with my mom, who's Italian and grew up with her parents spoke Italian. There was Italian spoken in the house. It's something like ricotta.
Ricotta.
I can't even say it.
It's a cheese called ricotta.
Ricotta. And then mozzarella. It's not mozzarella. It's some. I can't do it. That's why I just go left on those words all
the
time.
Well, there is mortadella, which is a meat. Could that have been it?
No.
But yeah, mozzarella.
Mozzarella. It's a different way of saying that. And I just can't say it the right way or the way that they say it. I don't know. There's just a bunch of ruined words for me.
I make it with the meatball. It wasn't meatball, but it was a little, you know, ground beef. Ricotta.
And mozzarella.
Mozzarella. That's how, you know.
Maybe there's someone Italian out there who's going, yeah, I have the, yep, that's the way it's ruined.
I would tell you to call us and say it
mozzarella. This is how we say it.
Mozzarella.
Right?
Mozzarella.
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 Sounds so much more delicious, doesn't it?
It does.
Mozzarella.
Do ricotta, because I don't know how to
say
that.
Yeah, do.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, let's do ricotta.
Have you ever heard a little kid say Parmesan
ricotta.
Cheese?
Ricotta.
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 Ricotta. Yeah.
There's a little extra syllable on all the words.
It sounds arigata. More like a G when you hear ricotta.
Ricotta.
Whatever. Anyway.
So what are you saying about Parmesan?
Little kids say it funny.
How do they say it? It
sounds like Farmer John.
Parmesan cheese. I want some Parmesan. You got any Parmesan to put on there?
Yeah. So when my dad will say he goes past the Farmer John, that's what my dad does.
That's hilarious. I'm going to use that. So my kids will
He just holds on to that. Mm-hmm. And that's from raising you guys.
Yeah. And my nieces say it like on accident. They just say it.
That's adorable.
You know what else little kids say? They say on accident. I did that on accident.
Well, no, like, I mean. I mean, they're not aware that they say it. Like,
just went right by her. Anyway.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
A ricotta. A Parmesan. Oh, my God. Anyway, it was
leave
a big
her alone,
success.
Sarah.
No, I'm never leaving her alone. I don't get left alone. Why is Jimmy? What is special about her? She's a lying liar who lies. She just made that Farmer John thing up.
No, I didn't.
I know. But I'm gonna use that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So anyway, I felt so accomplished because by noon I had assembled these two lasagnas. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do the rest of the day? See if Bryn wants to hang out on Zoom. We can never quite align our schedules.
I did want to hang out, but
I know, but
I had this section of time where my daughter was sleeping. I'm like, hey, what's up with you? And I think she was busy making her lasagna.
I was putting my lasagnas together, and then I'm
like, oh, you two have a daily meet.
Yeah, it's fairly regular, but it's, you know, it's regular in its irregularity. Like, we just sort of I'll sit down and I'll be doing emails and I go, oh, I wonder what Bryn's doing, clickety clack clack, you know, and if he's there, we jump on Zoom. We do it so often and we sit and we look at videos together or we look at houses
or
you know,
sometimes we're just working and we're just on the Zoom.
Yeah, we're just on just sort of like parallel play, you like
just
kids
hear
do.
Her just...
Yep, and then you hear Bryn and he's all clickety clack. And it's happened so often, we're like, we should just have a YouTube channel where we just every day our thing is up here and we put on a show.
Yeah, that's going to be entertaining, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be. It would be fun. Well, if we knew if it was going to be a show, then we would actually, I'd be like, well, I got some leftover crap here. I'll do. And then, oh my God, I was thinking,
Oh, Bryn, you've got to learn to tell her no. You have a baby in the house.
That's
you're
what I'm
babysitting full time as a parent. You have to learn to tell Sarah can't talk.
We'll call it Cameron's nap time.
Leave me alone. I've worked already today. I have a baby.
No, he's good. Believe me. We didn't end up hanging out.
Yesterday.
We kept like an hour would go by and I'd be done with and I'd be like, "What are you doing now?" And then like an hour later he'd go, "Oh crap, I was in the middle. What are you doing now?" And I'm like, well, now I'm doing this.
Yeah, I got to go for a bike ride now.
I know.
Cameron,
so no, we have. Yeah, I know. She's like, I'm going biking. No, we like it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. We have a good time hanging out. I've got some ideas for it.
You know what you should do?
You know what we should do? We should do this, that, and the other thing. We should take our random hookups and put them on YouTube. Let us know what you think about that, Texters, please. It's 800-400-3697. We'd love to have your input on that. Anyway, did you wind up getting to? I was thinking about you yesterday.
I didn't. The wind was up.
Oh no!
There was. I went and took a look, and I had a decent day, decent enough day though. It was cool, and I hung out with my kids a little bit, and we had carne asada last night,
ooh,
which was killer. So we had a nice dinner. And Maka's still here helping out, so that's nice. What's that?
The kid can eat the carne asada?
Yeah, the steak that she ate was unseasoned but cooked.
Right.
In a similar manner. Delicious. It was mm-hmm. good. But yeah, there's absolutely restrictions on everything.
Nothing's easy.
She eats. My kid has Crohn's. We don't know for sure. We haven't been, but basically. And if you don't know what that is, Crohn's is gnarly, and you don't know. I didn't know. And you know who else has Crohn's?
Lots of people.
I don't know if I should say. Yeah, lots of people do. Icky has it.
Yes, I. Well,
you knew that.
He has a very. It's like a chronic thing where it pops up. Like when we talked about it, like sometimes he's just like you're not supposed to drink when you have Crohn's,
right?
You know, and so sometimes he could get away with it. But I knew I've known some people with Crohn's over the years, and you know what's weird? A lot of the people I knew with Crohn's had alcohol problems. So I wondered if there was some kind of link with that, like maybe it presented later in life because of all the drinking they were doing.
I don't know, you know.
But your daughter has had it at 6 years old, five years old.
I don't know anything about that, but I do know that it creates trying to keep on a diet, it's easier for her now because we make everything for her.
Yes.
As she gets older, I don't know that she'll be able to keep it up. We'll see.
When she goes off to college, it's going to be hard for her to not go with her friends and get pizza.
It's going to be hard long before going off to college. I'm sure at 13, she's going to be like,
right,
I want an In-N-Out burger too.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I'm hanging with my friends and we're going to walk up to Joe's Candy Shop.
Right. I can't even get my head around the future problems we're dealing with today's, but
one day at a time, then.
Right. It is one of those things though that does create rebellion is my point. So I think maybe the booze and other foods,
maybe
you go good for a while and then you go, yeah, I want pizza, everybody.
And beer.
Right. So I don't know how that'll play out in her adult life, but we're very careful. So the carne asada that she ate was not overly seasoned.
Delicious, though.
Yeah, it was good. Really good. Yes. Carne asada is great. So I had probably more of that than I should have. But, you know, sometimes I find something I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
This works.
And look, there's so little in life to enjoy. Let's just, you know,
life.
Food is one of life's great pleasures.
Other times I'm like, you guys, I'm not that hungry tonight.
This
I'm
is weird.
The dishes
it kind of tastes like wood.
So
what is this?
Gross.
What is this made of? Is this made of sawdust? Is this?
Yuck. Yeah. Anyway, so that's about it, though. I didn't really have much going on yesterday. It sort of got through my stuff.
You could have done a random hookup with us.
Mm. Well,
actually, I'm gonna start texting you and see if you want to get on Zoom.
What are you doing? I like that we, you know, spew. This is just me.
All right.
I like our show. I get my overly talkative ways out of my system,
mm-hmm.
and then I feel quiet the rest of the day.
Oh.
And I thought you used to, but it seems the boredom has has you just chomping at the bit to do more, huh?
You know what it is? Is that we just, it's, when we're doing the show, I feel like it's a muscle, right? We, like, you, I can really focus and pour all my energy into these hours.
Right.
And when Bryn and I hang out later, it's more about
hanging out.
It's, we're kind of hanging out, and like, he's showing me videos, or I'm telling him something.
It's the only way to hang out nowadays with people outside of the household, I guess.
And we, it's like the olden days when we were at work, we hung out all morning and we talked about a lot of things, and we kind of make time to have those talks. And, you know, Bryn's got a ton of ideas. Like, he's got a lot of really...
Full of them, good and bad.
Yeah, well, sure. But his brain is always going, and I find it interesting. And, like, sometimes, you know, Nikki's hanging around, and so it's just the three of us jump on there. And, you know, just... We'll see. We've got some ideas about that. Like, it's what people are doing now. Like, just, I got nothing else to do. Let me click. Let me watch what... I mean, Bryn, you the other morning went for a bike ride, or for a run, right, at 5 in the morning?
Yeah, it was for a bike ride at 5. It was on a Saturday morning, and, you know, I've been talking to you guys about this program. So I wanted to... I don't know why I decided to test it on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. I'm like about to put my gear on. I'm about ready to go. And I turn my computer on. I'm like, let me just see if I can stream live real quick. There's probably going to be a viewer or two, and they'll see me testing. And there's like 40 people pop up. I'm like, oh,
right
God.
Off the bat. Like,
and
people
they're like,
are
hey,
just
good morning,
there.
Bryn. Hope you have a great day. And I'm like, what are you guys doing here? It's 5 a.m.
Right.
And it was a test.
Where is here?
It was a Facebook Live on Sarah and Vinny. So I was testing it to see, you know, the, you know, options, what we're capable of if we wanted to try to go live for a certain whatever event, if we wanted to do something. So I decided to test on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. because I thought nobody's there. But people are there, and they're looking for something to watch, I guess. And it was cool. Our listeners are awesome, and it was a lot of love and, you know, wishing me a great day. And I was like wishing them right back. It was awesome. So I don't know. There's something there that we could tap into.
I feel like we could. People are still on Facebook, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turns out. We jumped on. When did we test your StreamYard thing? You and me the other day. We jumped on Facebook
for a minute. Monday night, I think.
And hundreds of people jumped on. We're like, what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Monday night.
Wow.
Monday at like 5 o'clock. He goes, let's do it. Let's go live. I'm like, all right. I can hear John making dinner out there. I think we're only on for 10 minutes because John's like, dinner. I'm like, I gotta go, guys. Bye.
And before you went, I was like, wait, I have an idea. Hold on, I have to tell you. How long is it gonna be, Bryn?
It's only gonna take me 1 minute. I want to show you. Anyway, whatever. Watch this channel. We're gonna see what we do. Right. Maybe we'll do something.
We'll call it the whatever show. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Are we on? No, whatever. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back after this delicious song.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.